Syrian government troops have been bombing the last rebel-held province of Idlib since April, and they're now making deep inroads to retake it. Idlib had been the last refuge of people from other parts of Syria. It's also home to over a million refugees. Airstrikes by Syria and their Russian allies have been exacting a high cost in civilian lives and could trigger yet another wave of refugees if they can find a place to go. Panos Mumtsis is the UN's humanitarian coordinator for Syria and joins us now. Mr. Mumtsis, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for calling me.
What do you hear from people on the ground in and around Idlib?
People on the ground are really panicking. Women, children, families have been on a daily basis for the last some months been in an area where there's been bombing, airstrikes, ground offensives that has really made their life impossible. More than 400,000 had to run to safety within the governorate in an area where 3 million people are living. We have had more than 100 incidents of health clinics, schools, water distribution points, markets that received a direct strike, which has really has caused so far more than 500 deaths, and a total panic where one sees the entire villages and towns deserted, people running to safety. So our biggest concern is really the protection of civilians, the basic rule of war that residential areas, civilians should be respected and protected. It is violated at this point in the Idlib area, and that's really something that is not acceptable.
We should remind people, in fact, a direct intentional attack on civilians is a war crime, isn't it?
It is. If it's proven that it's intentional, it is. And of course, we have humanitarian assistance programs on the ground, providing life-saving assistance to the thousands of people who are escaping, going into safety. The worry is, first of all, within Idlib itself, the governorate with 3 million people living. This is the area where many people had fled from throughout the country. So there is a displacement that is happening on the doorstep of Turkey with 3 million people inside, but it has also all the elements to create further regional destabilization should this escalation continue. Mm-hmm. What we're calling for is a cessation of hostilities. There must be a peaceful way forward, a solution that does not involve residential areas being bombed, a solution that is not military, and that a solution that ensures the protection of the children, the women, the families, the civilians who are living in this area.
And there have also been strikes from the rebel side?
There have been strikes on both sides. There have been also victims on both sides. There have been civilians, there have been also health facilities in government areas which have also been affected, and it's equally unacceptable to civilians on both sides to find themselves a victim of this conflict.
I gather the UN has tried to protect civilians from attack by sharing information about the whereabouts of schools and hospitals with the government so they will know to steer clear. Has that not been successful?
Well, we have shared the coordinates of health facilities, school facilities, and so on for the very purpose to make sure that they're protected. Sadly, several of these facilities received a direct hit. Actually, the Secretary General has called for a board of inquiry to investigate into these cases and to find out what has happened. For us, it's a question of trust and it's a question of protection. When we give these coordinates, we expect that all parties to the conflict will respect them. And when that doesn't happen, that's really a significant problem for all, and most importantly, for the people who find themselves in them. That we have had incidents of ambulances receiving direct hit, hospitals, doctors, nurses who would be in the middle of an operational theater or who had gone to this place for medical treatment and to find themselves being bombed inside a hospital or children in a school. That's something that is really totally unacceptable.
Panos Mumtsis is the United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for the Syria Crisis. Thanks so much for being with us, sir.
Thank you for calling me.